Hey there. Okay, good morning. Good morning. It is April 20th, Thursday. It got down to 11 degrees at my house last night, but it's a beautiful morning this morning. So it was on my heart to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit. I feel like in my life, I've kind of had an understanding of God. I've kind of had an understanding of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit seems more nebulous to me, and that's not really something that I guess was talked about much growing up. It was just sort of this thing that people knew was there, but nobody really knew how to talk about it. So that's been on my heart lately, and I just want to point out in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 2, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where the disciples were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So, that's right out of the Bible. And then, I'm not really sure how this all connects, but the Lord led me to jump back to Jeremiah 31, verse 35, this is what the Lord says. He who appoints the sun to shine by day, who decrees the moon and stars to shine by night, who stirs up the sea so that the waves roar, the Lord Almighty is his name. I just wonder if this is saying the Lord will do it and his sovereignty is unavoidable. And I think there's a lot of lies going around out there in the world in the name of love and acceptance. And we have to be discerning and we have to get into our Bible and spend time alone in prayer with the Lord and listen to him. He is speaking to you. The Holy Spirit is with you, in you, speaking to you. You can have the most frank conversations with God because he already knows your every thought anyway. Before you even think it, he knows it. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time. Let the flesh in each of us be less and the Holy Spirit in each of us be more. That we could hear you, see you, know you. Oh dear, I just thought of Romans. Uh-oh, we've got to go over to Romans. All right, hang on, let me find it. Where is that? Let me find it. It's very close. Where are we going here? Oh, nope, it's the end of the book of Acts. It's the end of the book of Acts. Acts 28:26. This is when, let's see, the Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your forefathers when he said through Isaiah the prophet. So here in the book of Acts, they're going back and they're talking about Isaiah. Go to this people and say, you will be ever hearing but never understanding. You'll be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. That is in the book of Acts, and the author is referring to Isaiah 6, 9, and 10 within the book of Acts. Oh man, that's so good. Do you see how the Holy Spirit is reaching out to you right in this moment? Father, you are amazing. We love you. We receive your love. I acknowledge time and time again how you have reached out to us. Father, I will boldly pray, break us only to receive all of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.